Justin, thank you, and good morning, everybody. Historic day in the world of high school sports. Day one of the first ever Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union Wrestling Tournament yesterday, held inside the Extreme Arena in Coralville. Jamie Vasky and Roger Reed had all of the hold-by-hold action for our 30 coverage area wrestlers. Jamie has the day one recap and a preview of the second and final day coming up today.
100 pounds, we had two girls to start the day. Both girls have been eliminated, Emily Fritz of Anamosa and Grace Murphy of Western Dubuque. 105 pounds, Valeria Torres of East Buchanan going 0-2. 110 pounds, Morgan Krall of Independence went 2-2 on the day, as she was eliminated from the tournament. We've been following Madison Kirby of Williamsburg, some local connections to the Manchester area, as she went 2-1 on the day. She'll wrestle in the consolation, second or third round consolation tomorrow morning. She will take on Kate Seary of Linmar. 115 pounds. One area girl still alive, Addison Musser, was the number two seed. She went 2-0 before losing in these quarterfinals in the third round consolation. Musser will take on Jasmine Olson of Cedar Falls, will be the opponent for Addison Musser. 120 pounds. Started the day with two girls here. One girl eliminated, Anna O'Rear for West Delaware, went 0-2. Ava Scranton of Anamosa went 3-1 on the day. In the third round consolation, she will take on Addie Nelson, the freshman from Southeast Polk. At 125 pounds, one wrestler there, Addison Appelhans, went 1-2 on the day. So she was eliminated at 125 pounds. 130 pounds, it was Destiny Crum advancing into the semifinals, as she's won three matches on the day. Two falls to start the day, one over West Delaware's Kylie Shoup, and then a 7-6 win in the quarterfinals. In the semi, she'll take on Chloe Sanders, the freshman from Vinton-Shelsburg. Speaking of Kylie Shoup, she went 1-2 on the day, losing in that second round consolation. 135 pounds, Dakota Whitman of Independence is in the semifinals. She will take on Maylee Ellsbury of South Tama. Also in that bracket, Miley Walls of East Buchanan. She went 2-2 on the day, so she has been eliminated from the tournament. Maggie Wagner of Anamosa went 1-2 on the day and was eliminated from the tournament at 135 pounds. 140 pounds, Andalyn Sabalka and Emily Waters, as Sabalka from East Buchanan still alive, as is Waters. Sabalka 3-1 on the day. She will wrestle in that third round consolation against Chloe Etten of BGM Brooklyn. Meanwhile, Emily Waters also going 3-1 on the day in the third round consolation. She will take on Clara Sapienza of Southwest Valley. 145 pounds. Four area girls in there. They've all been eliminated from the tournament. Hadley Frater of Anamosa went 1-2 on the day. Kaya Steger of Western Dubuque went 0-2 on the day. Taylor Stiefel went 2-2 on the day. And Havana Griffith of Independence went 0-2 at 145 pounds. 155 pounds, Keely Curley of East Buchanan is in the semifinals, as she had two falls and a 3-2 win over a very good Haley McGrew of Des Moines Public School. In the semifinals, she'll take on Janelle Avila of Iowa City West. Rematch of last Friday's regional final. Also in this weight class, we're following Jory Hannenberg of North Scott, as she reached the quarterfinals before losing by fall to Janelle Avila. In the third round consolation, she will take on Lauren Nicholas of Cedar Falls. Josie Jeklin of Western Dubuque also reaching the quarterfinals, where she was pinned by Nicole Olson of Missouri Valley. In that third round consolation, she will take on Tegan Suentich of Washington, 170 pounds. We had an area matchup in the quarterfinals, and it was Brooklyn Graham of East Buchanan downing Izzy Strickert of Independence. So Graham moves to the semifinals to take on top-seeded Naomi Simon of Decorum. Strickert moves to the backside, where she will take on, in that third-round consolation, Jesse Hutchison of Newton. At 190 pounds, we just heard that great match. Two straight overtime matches for Rachel Eddy, but she is 3-0, and she will take on Jana Turwe of West Lyon in the semifinals. Allison Crum losing by fall to Brianna Peach of Iowa Valley. She moves to the backside. She will take on Kaylee DeJong of Boyden Hall Rock Valley tomorrow in the third-round consolation. Sheridan Engelkin of Western Dubuque got on the backside after a win in the first round. She battled back for two straight wins after that. She will wrestle in the third round consolation against Isabel Kipp of South Winneshiek. And at 235 pounds, we started with two area girls there, and we lost both area wrestlers. Elena Reed of Cascade went 0-2, while Adriana Shepherd went 2-2 on the day for Coach Danner and the Western Dubuque Bobcats. Let's take a look at the team scores here. Independence, they are in 14th place with 36 points. 8th place, it is Vanamosa with 43.5 points. Doing the top three, Waverly Shellrock in 3rd place with 69 points. 2nd is East Buchanan with 72, and in 1st place by 10 points is Decorah.
Jamie and Roger back in Coralville this morning, as all the coverage will begin around 9 a.m. We have 13 coverage area wrestlers remaining at the State Girls Wrestling Tournament in Coralville. Two of those wrestlers taking part in the State Girls Wrestling Tournament yesterday, Anna O'Rear and Kylie Shoup, freshman and sophomore respectively from West Delaware, are latest KMCH Sports Standout Performers of the Week presented by F&M Bank. You can catch the full video interview on our website at kmch.com with yours truly, along with Anna and Kylie. To the world of high school boys basketball last night, one coverage area team in action. That was the North Lynn boys, the number 2 team in Class 1A, taking on number 6 in the same class, Dunkerton. The highest scoring team in Class 1A coming into the week with 86 points a game. North Lynn at 82 a contest, and the Lynx prevailed on the road as they improved the record to 18-0, giving Dunkerton their first loss, who's now 17-1. The final last night in Dunkerton, 60-46 North Lynn. Both the West Delaware girls and boys basketball teams will enjoy a night off tonight because of the WAMAC conference schedule. We will have no coverage of basketball tonight from KMCH Sports because of the possibility of coverage from the girls' state wrestling tournament. The West Delaware girls and boys bowling teams were back in action yesterday afternoon, traveling down to Cedar Rapids to take part in a meet against the Isaac Newton Christian Academy at the May City Bowl. Both the Hawks teams were victorious, the girls winning 24-44 to 16-34, leading the way with a 370 was Lydia Himes, a 324 for Alexis Riley, 339 for Caitlin Scott, 298 for Amelia Schneiders, and a 254 for Mia Cuevas. On the boys' side, the Hawks winning 30-22 to 19-13 as they were led by Saul Hernandez with a 445, a 440 for Brady Harkey. Landon Letts rolled a 432, a 375 for Lewis Schantz, and a 370 for Gabe Drinkwater. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good rest of your Friday. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.